რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
წერდება ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა საქართველოში 19 საათია. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ჯერ უმთავრესი ამბები სულ მოგლეთ. უკრაინაში საპარლამენტო არჩევნები იმართება დღეს. ეს არის ვადა ამდელი საპარლამენტო არჩევნები. შეერთებული შტატების და ბრიტანეთის ჯარებმა ოფიციალურად ჩააბარეს ავღანეთის არმიას სამხედრო ბაზები. ერაყის არმიამ და ქურთთა შენაერთებმა მეტი ტერიტორია დაიკავეს. ავღანეთში მოლას 20-წლიანი პატიმრობა მიუსაჯეს მეჩეთში ბავშვის გაუპატიურების გამო. თურქეთის ქურთებით დასახლებულ არეალებში სამი თურქი ჯარისკაცი მოკლეს. ახლა ეს და სხვა ამბები დაწვრილებით. უკრაინის მოქალაქეები დღეს საკანონმდებლო ორგანოს ვერხოვნა რადას ირჩევენ. კენჭისხრა დაიწყო დილით ადრე ის საღამომდე გასტან. არჩევნების წინა დღეს პრეზიდენტმა პეტრო პოროშენკო მიმართა უკრაინელებს და თქვა, რომ ეს კენჭისხრა დაასრულებს ძალაუფლების გადაცემის პროცესს, რომელიც პრომოსკოვური პრეზიდენტის ვიქტორ იანუკოვიჩის გადაყენებით დაიწყო მასობრივი გამოსვლების შედეგად კიევში. პოროშენკო მოუწოდებდა ამორჩევლებს აირჩიონ რეფორმისტული არაკორუმპირებული პროუკრაინ ნული და პრო ევროპული არა პრო საბჭოთა პარლამენტი. ჟურნალისტებს პოროშენკომ მოგვიანებით უთხრა, რომ იმედი მაქვს შევქმნი ძლიერ პრო ევროპულ, პრო უკრაინულ და დემოკრატიულ კოალიციას. ვენდობი უკრაინელებს, რომ ისინი დღეს გადაწყვეტილებას პასუხისმგებლობის მაღალი გზნობით მიიღებენ. უკრაინაში რეგისტრირებულია 36 ნახევარი მილიონი ამომრჩეველი. უკრაინის 4 მილიონზე მეტ მოქალაქეს ლუგანსკის და დონეცკის ოლქებში, სადაც სეპარატისტებმა აკრძალეს არჩევნები, არ აქვთ შესაძლებლობა მიიღონ კენჭისყრაში. წინასწარი გამოკითხვებით, პეტრო პოროშენკოს ბლოკი ლიდერობს არჩევნებში. მონაწილეობს 29 პარტია. მასში ჩართული არიან გაქცეული პრეზიდენტის, ყოფილი პრეზიდენტის ვიქტორ იანუკოვიჩის მომხრეებიც. შეერთებული შტატების საზღვაო ქვეითებმა და ბრიტანეთის საბრძოლო შენაერთებმა დიდი სამხედრო ბაზა ჩააბარეს ავღანეთის შეერაღებულ ძალებს. სტრატეგიულად მნიშვნელოვან სამხრეთში, ჰელმანდის პროვინციაში, კემპ ლეთერნეკი ავღანელებს 26 ოქტომბერს გადაეცათ. ავღანეთის არმიას გადაეცა იქვემდებარე ბრიტანეთის სამხედრო ბაზაც. სექტემბერში დადებული ხელშეკრულებით შეერთებული შტატების 10,000 სამხედრო ავღანეთში 2014 წლის შემდეგაც დარჩება. ერაყის უშიშროების ძალებმა და ქურთთა არმიამ ისლამურ სახელმწიფოს წოდებული გაერთიანების რაზმებს გამოსტაცეს ერაყის ჩრდილოეთის და ცენტრალური რეგიონის ტერიტორიები. ხანგრძლივი ბრძოლის შედეგად დაიკავეს ქალაქ ჯუფრ ალ საჰარის დიდი ნაწილი, ასევე ქალაქი ზუმარი, რომელიც მოსულიდან 60 კილომეტრში მდებარეობს. ავღანეთში 20 წლით პატიმრობა მიუსაჯეს მოლას, რომელმაც მეჩეთში გაუპატიურა 10 წლის გოგონა. ქალთა უფლებების დაცვის აქტივისტები მიესალმნენ განაჩენს, რომელიც შეესაბამება 2009 წელს მიღებულ კანონს. ეს კანონი შარიათის ნორმებს არ ეთანხმება. ირანის პრეზიდენტმა ჰასან როჰანიმ ქალებზე მჟავით თავდასხმას უწოდა არა ადამიანური აქტი და განკარგულება გასცა მოძებნონ მათზე პასუხისმგებლები. ოქტომბრის შუარიცხვებამდე ისპაჰანში 4-დან 8 ქალამდე შეიქმნა მჟავით თავდასხმის მსხვერპლი. ქალების ვარაუდით მათ მჟავას ასხამენ თავზე იმის გამო, რომ არ აქვთ მთლიანად დაბურული თავი, როგორც ამას ჩაცმა დახურვის ისლამური წესი მოითხოვს. ეგვიპტის სასამართლომ 3-წლიანი პატიმრობა მიუსაჯა 23 დემოკრატიის მომხრეს, იმის გამო, რომ საპროტესტო აქცია გამართეს ნებართვის გარეშე. სამი თურქი ჯარისკაცი მოკლეს ნიღბიანმა პირებმა თურქეთის სამხრეთ-აღმოსავლეთში. თურქეთის არმიის თქმით, სეპარატისტი ტერორისტები არიან თავდასხმაში პასუხისმგებლები. ეს ინციდენტი მოხდა ირან-თურქეთის საზღვართან. მკვლელებს უშიშროების ძალები დაეწებენ. მეამბოხეებმა ავღანეთში პოლიციელები დახოცეს. შეარაღებული მეამბოხეები თავდაესხნენ პოლიციის საგუშაგოებს ბადახშანის პროვინციაში და სულმცირე 4 ოფიცერი მოკლეს. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში. ახალი ამბები გაგაცნოთ ოქროპირ რუხაძემ. ჩვენი გადაცემები გრძელდება საქართველოში 19:05.
In português, we say, a melhor variedade mundial no Music Mix da Voz da América.
Everybody says the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
Greetings, this is Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhardt. It's another 2 hours of great acoustic music. This time out, Hot Rise returns. Also, City in Color, Valerie June, and an extended in-studio visit with Joe Henry.
When I saw Johnny Cash, I used to watch his TV show, and I obsessed over him. As a really young person, I didn't look at Johnny Cash and say, I want to go where he's going. I looked at him, and I said, that's who I am.
We caught up with Joe at Americana Fest 2014 a few weeks ago in Nashville. Joe is an artist, now with nearly 30 years of making his own music, with his latest album called Invisible Hour being issued this spring. Joe is a producer, too, having helmed projects for legends Bonnie Raitt, Solomon Burke, Elvis Costello, Alan Toussaint, and many more. Joe is a musical historian. Joe is also a writer, having penned a book about the iconic performer Richard Pryor last year with his brother. In short, Joe is one of those Americana Renaissance men, so Americana Fest was the perfect place to conduct our interview, and we'll bring you that in 3 segments this week on Acoustic Cafe. But we'll start with 24-year-old Irish artist Hozier, who has made his full-length debut now after a couple of EPs. And while his song Take Me to Church has been nearly ubiquitous in the spring and summer of this year, the release of the full-length shows the many different shades of Hozier. Like Real People Do is the name of this one, from Hozier on Acoustic Cafe.
I had a thought, dear, however scary, about that night, the bugs and the I will not ask you where you came from. I will not ask him, neither should you. Honey, just put your sweet lips on my lips. We should just kiss like real people do.
I should. I won't do it if it's my turn. I won't do it and I'll never learn. I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say, it's up to me. So just let me be. I know that you might be right. I don't care if I cause a fight. Might be the best thing to do. I won't do it cause you told me to. Yeah, I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say, it's up to me. Well, honey, let me be. You say you can't make me see it your way. Can't make me be just like you. You can't make me cause I don't want to. Yeah, I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say, it's up to me. Well, honey, let me be. That you'd walk away. I never thought that I'd hear you say that I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say. Yeah, I'm doggone. I won't change my ways. Yeah, I'm doggone. No matter what you say. It's up to me. Well, honey, let me be.
Better than 35 years ago, four guys got together in Colorado and came up with the band Hot Rise. That would be Tim O'Brien, Pete Wernick, Nick Forster, and Charles Sautel. Charles has passed away, but after a 25-year hiatus, Hot Rise is back together again. Taking Charles' place, it is Brian Sutton. And what you now have are four guys who have spent the intervening years pursuing vibrant solo careers. Tim O'Brien, Pete Wernick, Brian Sutton, all well-known names. Nick Forster, a well-known name in another arena. He is one of the hosts and creators of the radio show called E-Town, which many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with if you're listening to this show. And we started our program this week with Hozier out of Ireland. He's just 24 years old, finally has put out a full-length album. He's had a couple of EPs. Some of those songs are now included on his self-titled debut, Hozier. We heard the song called Like Real People Do on Acoustic Cafe. For our next couple of songs, I want you to really focus on the pedal steel playing. There is a woman named Maggie Bjorklund, and she has just released her debut album after spending the last year recording and touring with Jack White. You'll hear her work here on the Lazaretto album. Let's listen to the song Temporary Ground from Jack White on Acoustic Cafe.
On the float in Lily Island, moving home slowly sideways, resting temporary creatures. Spending all of their days waiting for the flow to buckle down below their belts, crashing into yet another drifting continental sound. Moving with that motion, screaming with that sound, across an open ocean, lying there on temporary ground. Without motion, screaming without sound, across an open ocean, lying there on temporary ground. The old explorers had it easy, they discovered nothing new. But returned on home with answers of sad existence clues. All the creatures have it hard now. Nothing but God is left to know. And why he left us all here hanging with an illusion of a home.
Moving with that motion, screaming with that sound, across an open ocean, lying there.
Sound across.
She's a pedal steel player and vocalist. Her name is Maggie Bjorklund, and she has a new album, which is called Shaken. That is her full-length debut on Acoustic Cafe. We just heard the song called Name in the Sand. And before that, we heard Maggie's pedal steel playing on the new Jack White album, Lazaretto, the one that came out over the summer, and the song called Temporary Ground. Maggie also spent time on tour with Jack for the Lazaretto tour. Well, let's go back into our archives now, all the way back to 2001 for a song that was on the Poses album. That was Rufus Wainwright's second release. This is Grey Gardens, performed live here at Acoustic Cafe. Live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe, a song that dates back to 2001. His album called Poses, that's Grey Gardens in our studios. And ahead on the show, it is Mike Doty with a banjo on his knee and part one of our Americana Fest session with Joe Henry.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
Life will keep your beating in the future.
So this fall, after an album of cover songs and another album featuring retreatments of songs by his former band Soul Coughing, Mike Doty returned with new originals on the album called Stellar Motel. The album is mostly hip-hop, featuring lots of cool underground DJs and rappers working with Mike on his songs. And interspersed with the hip-hop are songs like the one you're hearing now, called Light Will Keep Your Heart Beating in the Future. This sounds much like the kind of work Mike's been doing since leaving Soul Coughing and going solo in 1999. Here's a completely stripped version of the song. No hip-hop, no thumping bass, just Mike and a banjo on Acoustic Cafe.
I was in many minds. I was in an airport bookstore. Away for many moons. Left the suitcase on the fourth floor. Enormous balloons. Gold choker made out of spoons. Eating super sugar crisp. I was getting used to this well. shore. Light will keep your beating future. There was a lot of them. There was a bloody fight next door. There was a crack stem. There was a ghoul on the misty moor. City bus, ketamine, Lucid Lawless magazine, database, Lucky Charm, out of space, smoke alarm. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart beating, keep your beating heart beating in the beating and the keep your heart beating in the beating and the beating in the future. Muddy lace, purple wine, freckled face, heavy hand, closed door, contraband, North Shore. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Light will keep your heart beating in the future. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart. Keep your heart beating, beating and beating and keep your heart beating and beating and beating and keep your heart beating, keep your heart beating and beating. Keep your heart beating, keep your heart beating in the future.
Light will keep your heart beating in the future. That is Mike Doty, alone with the banjo, on Acoustic Cafe. The original version of that, along with the thumping bass line and drums and such, you will find on the new album from Mike, which is Stellar Motel. In September, I was in Nashville for the annual gathering of the Americana Music Association. That is called Americana Fest. There is an award show that kicks things off on the very first day of the festival at the Ryman Auditorium. And then, for 4 days, the clubs of Nashville are filled with all types of Americana music. Acoustic Cafe was included in the events at Americana Fest this year, taping two interviews in front of an audience at Southern Ground Studios. You can find the session we did with Leanne Womack in the archive section now at acafe.com. And today, it's the other session we did with artist, producer, and author Joe Henry on Acoustic Cafe.
And you are in for a treat. So this is Music City, and during this Americana Fest, it is overstuffed with artists, from veteran artists to the hopeful newcomers who are here. And today, I am so honored to present an artist that has continued to not just prove himself, but challenge himself and rise to that challenge each and every time. As an artist, Joe Henry started releasing carefully crafted records in 1986. Each of his 13 albums have had a distinct musical architecture to them. And his latest is no exception. It's called Invisible Hour. He has also produced and helped to shape dozens of recordings from legends, Solomon Burke, Elvis Costello with Alan Toussaint, Bonnie Raitt, Mose Allison. That list continues on and on and on. In the last year, he has co-authored a book with his brother David about the iconic American performer Richard Pryor, and he also helped to envision, cast, and produce a reimagining of a notably controversial album from the late Johnny Cash. Now, here's the thing. Joe Henry still makes albums, albums with songs and poetry and prose and artwork, and all of that is well worth the time that we invest as listeners in that work. From my angle as a radio show producer, not a single week goes by without Joe Henry's musical stamp on my program. And I see a lot of radio folks here this week, and I know that I am not alone when I say that. Joe's also a fellow alum of the University of Michigan. This is going to mark a rare occasion where two guys from the Big Blue are going to be talking into microphones not about football, which is good. So, I am glad he is part of our Americana family, and to talk with us on Acoustic Cafe this week, please welcome Joe Henry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Scene from better times, your traitor hangs up right there next to mine. The afternoon shakes down the trees like they owed it money. Hey, buddy, please get in line. Promise of green fruit is gone, it's bruised out there on the lawn. He who cannot be seduced cannot be saved. And I hang ready to be swayed. Our hunger to be new begins, but it slips the yoke like it was a second skin. It's walking back the shadow moon as if on a string, a sinking black balloon. It turns its face and mounts the wall to show a slower way to follow. You hold me by a thread and fall away, and I stand hungry to be swayed. Storm will rise, already it's tattered my sail and my thin disguise. I've bent my song like broken words could call to me your whirling, whirling, skittish birds, skittish birds. Write to you, dear stranger, mine, but stranger still, the hand of time has laid its ragged coat across our way, and I lie ready to be swayed. I lie ready to be swayed. I lie ready.
Original version of that song called Suede you will find on the new album Invisible Hour. From our in-studio guest this week, taped live at Americana Fest 2014, it's Joe Henry.
Let's start by talking about Invisible Hour, where people will find that song. Starting with a couple of pieces of writing, the liner notes. The first being recalling a trip that you took from Ann Arbor, the University of Michigan, up to Lansing, which is the home of Michigan State University, to see the woman that is still your wife, Melanie.
You're assuming that because I use the word I that I'm talking about myself.
That's right. I made that assumption, and that may be incorrect. But it was a lovely story.
Well, thank you.
And then on the next page, we find that you have said, and I trust it is you, saying that these are songs about marriage.
I did say that, and I have had a little bit of regret over it, only because it's something I recognized after the fact. You know, I did offer that up, and I offered it authentically, but my fear is that when you offer people a way to hear something, then that's the only way they're likely to hear it. Because I've invited people to think about these as songs about marriage, and I do think that's a connecting thread, this idea of people who are devoted, who spend their lives really invested in what that means, and we see characters in the album who are living without that. I don't think they're all literally about marriage, but I do think that's an atmosphere where they all abide.
And you use marriage as a verb. I mean, you said really as about commitment,
verb,
to good things, bad things, in between.
But I think real marriage is a verb, not a noun. It's not a thing that you possess. You know, it's something that you engage every day. It's a practice. Anybody who talks or thinks about their marriage as something that they, you know, sits on the mantle like a bowling trophy. That's about what it'll be worth to you, I think.
In that same piece of writing, there is this, and I want to quote it directly. Understanding a song's true intentions while writing it is like trying to discern the shape of a great lake while chin deep in the middle of it. I don't think I've ever heard anybody describe a songwriting process or their personal songwriting process so clearly. What I was wondering, though, is when you were a younger man, a younger writer, if you felt, when you approached songs, more in control of the contours of that lake.
Well, I've become more conscious of how much I don't know. The great writer Flannery O'Connor said towards the end of her life, I mean, she only lived to be 38, I think, that the more she wrote, the more mysterious the whole process was to her. And I feel exactly the same way. I feel more confident in my engagement to the work, but I feel like I have less of an idea where it comes from. I like being surprised. I like thinking that I'm engaging something that I'm not in control of. I very much liken it to, jumping into an ocean. You know, if you're really lucky, you might learn to swim with it. On a really good day, you might surf on top of it and look fantastic while you're doing it. But you didn't set it in motion, and you're certainly not going to control it. But you can sort of engage it.
It was mentioned last night from the stage at the awards show that you do what you fear. You know, mm-hmm. is that really kind of part of the process for you? Is maybe even approaching topics or musical ideas that you are going to be at sea?
Oh,
at the
sure.
Start. Yeah.
I mean, whether you find that palpably fearful, fear-inducing or not, I think it's really important to be disoriented in a certain way. You know, I think anytime you're in the act of creation, if you feel that you know exactly what you're doing and you're just sort of, you know, driving right through it, you're not likely to do anything that's revealing. And I don't mean revealing in terms of your personal life. I don't really care anything about that, whether it's true or not true. A song is not better to me if I think this has actually happened to somebody. But I mean, you know, where the song has a chance to do something to you rather than you do something to it, if you know what I mean.
You have a trusted core group of musicians that you work with. I think that trust is probably the reason you keep that core together. Also, we mentioned your wife, Melanie, long-term relationship there. I'm curious, when a song is done, who is the first person usually to hear it?
Oh, that's a good question. People ask my wife all the time, does he just sit around and sing new songs to you? And of course, I do not. But if I do some kind of rudimentary recording, then I play it for her or my brother Dave or my son Levon, who's been a deep conspirator in my recent work. And somehow, once it becomes a thing, you know, once I record it even just on my phone, just so I won't forget it, and I can stand away from it, I play it for anybody. But it's a terribly intimate thing to sit down and ask somebody to hear a new song, inviting them to tell you if it's, you know, worth a damn.
Once it's locked in, though, even in rudimentary form, you can then detach
it's easy.
It.
I don't know why.
Thank you. is stretched across my brow. A divided country then and now, and you the border guard. My caravan waved off the tracks, the dusty miners hidden back there, faces glowing hard. Bruised in black and hunkered down from sparking fuses underground, digging the way through to surface on some other side with time to kill and a past to hide and one eye out for you. With letters cut from magazines, I hide my hand and I speak between the truth and what I need. I lift the face of someone strong to mask the shadows growing long and to blur what they conceive. Myself out on a range, found a mirror staring strange, demanding what I knew of telltale stripes across my back, of eyes I keep each blue and black, and both of them out for you. Now I've crossed into some northern town where the winds rise up and the stars come down, and no one knows my name. I stitch a coat from what I find, and I weave a story in my mind that frees me from all blame. Crawl out pages, watch them burn, the jumpy horses all not in turn, the way I need them to. Before I run them to the fields as buildings blaze and dot the hills, lie all eyes out for you. All eyes out for you, like all eyes out for you.
From the 2011 album called Reverie, that is the song Eyes Out for You. From our in-studio guest this week, taped in front of a live audience at Americana Fest 2014 in Nashville, it's Joe Henry. And in fact, we're going to be doing three segments with Joe on the show, so we'll have him back in just a few minutes here on Acoustic Cafe. And find us online at acafe.com. That is our brand new website, acafe.com. Please let us know if you're having any trouble navigating the site. It is still a work in progress, but we do have our archives up there. Fun things to do at acafe.com. Links to our Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook there as well. Coming up, it's another IAMA winner from last year, plus Pieta Brown's new record and City in Color live here.
where radio continues to evolve.
And you're part of it.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. During the month of October, we team with the International Acoustic Music Awards to tell you that they are accepting entries for their 11th annual awards. You can find out more about them and their full rules at inacoustic.com. And we are coming to the end of the month, so they close their registrations on the 31st. We also get the chance to look back on last year's winners, the 10th annual competition that happened in 2013. And in this case, we are looking at a duo that's out of Tucson, Arizona. They go by the name Ryan Hood, R-Y-A-N-H-O-O-D. They won in the Best Group and Duo category last year. Let's listen to the winning song from them called Sickbed Symphony on Acoustic Cafe.
Looking out over his life from his sickbed, he called his sons to come in here, he said. Life is short and life is long, and I have loved you like a song, but now the end is in my ears. Don't bother with complaint, cause life ain't the way it ain't. Just come near and hear the words I wanna say to you, he said. Make your lives a song, a simple symphony. May your melodies be soft and strong, make your lives a song. Looking out over his life from his sickbed, not long before the final stanza, he said, it's lonely going solo, so try to find a band and find a sweetheart who can hit the notes you can't. Don't be afraid now that you have come of age to wonder at the world like little boys, and train your eyes to see all the beauty that is in between. Train your lips to make a joyful noise, he said. Make your lives a song, a simple symphony. May your melodies be soft and strong, make your lives a song. He said, every broken arm and broken heart and promises a moment in a symphony. You can choose to hear the beauty or the blues. It's up to you. It's up to you. Make your lives a song, a simple symphony. May your melodies be soft and strong, make your lives a song.
Go with the flow when the weather was fine.
Paradise Outlaw. She's created this cool, dreamy sound specifically by working with Bon Iver's Justin Vernon at Justin's studio. And they came up with 14 songs, all of them original except for that one. That one is written by Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits. And it was on Mark's solo album in 2009 called Get Lucky, the song Before Gas and TV from Pieta Brown's new album Paradise Outlaw. Before that, it was a duo out of Tucson, Arizona called Ryan Hood. And a song called Sickbed Symphony, that is the song that won in the Best Duo or Group category in the International Acoustic Music Awards in 2013. That was the 10th annual competition. The 11th annual is going on right now. For more information on them, inacoustic.com. City and Color's new project is actually Dallas Green along with Pink. The two of them have formed a duo much like She and Him, but much more acoustic. It is an acoustic duo that goes by You and Me. That new album is just out. It's called Rose Avenue. This is City and Color live in our studios with a song that was on his last album, The Hurry and the Harm. This is Dallas Green with Of Space and Time, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
There's a murder of crows flying high overhead on this desolate road. Will I tend to forget about you and I and our fight to survive through this thunderous life? When we're not side by side, I'm roaming through the hills all alone. I'm trying to find my direction home. A question of space, a matter of time. I follow the stars until the first light. Well, I don't know what drugs to take to successfully alter the state that my mind has been in as of late. Something is eating away at my brain. There's an elephant in the back of the room, and it's standing in plain view. But everyone can see that it looks just like me. I'm roaming through the hills all alone. I'm trying to find my direction home. A question of space, a matter of time. I follow the stars until the first light. Direction home. A question of space, a matter of time. I follow the stars until the first light.
You and me
there. You and me, we belong together, just like a breath leaves the air. I told you if you called, I would come running across the highs and lows and the in-between. You and me, we've got two minds, I think as one, and our hearts march to the same beat. They say everything, it happens for a reason. You can be flawed enough, perfect for a person, someone who will be there for you when you fall apart, guiding your direction when you're riding through the dark. Oh, that's you and me. You and me were searching for the same life, desperate for a cure to this disease. Well, some days are better than others, but I fear nothing as long as you're with me. They say everything that happens for a reason. You can be flawed enough, but perfect for a person, someone who will be there for you when you fall apart, guiding your direction when you're right in the dark. And they say everything, it happens for a reason. You can be flawed enough, but perfect for a person, someone who will be there when you start to fall apart, guiding your direction when you're riding through the dark. Oh, that's you and me. Oh, that's you and me. Oh, that's you and me. That's you and me. That's you and me.
From the album Rose Avenue, this is Dallas Green and Pink together as a duo, the song called You and Me on Acoustic Cafe. That is what they are calling themselves, together as a band. And then we heard Dallas Green before that as City in Color, live in our studios at Acoustic Cafe. Should you need to reach us, that's a very easy thing to do by simply going to our website, acafe.com. When you're there, you can also sign up for our weekly e-newsletter. There's a box on the main page for you to leave your email address if you'd like to receive our news and notes about the program, as well as our weekly playlist every Monday morning. You can get that there. You can also send me an email directly. That's rob@acafe.com. And while you're at the website, you can also check out our archives, which are growing each and every week as we post a new segment to the archives on Monday. You can hear today's show, as a matter of fact, on demand in just a couple of days, I would figure, plus recent past from Dave Alvin and Nikki Lane and Leanne Womack and lots of others. Again, all at acafe.com. And next hour, New Field Report and John Mellencamp, plus parts 2 and 3 of our Americana Fest session with Joe Henry.